Is it you? Do you like good music? Because I have a playlist here that has 205 hours of music on it. There's bound to be at least 3 good minutes in there somewhere. Will we find it? Towers. Man, I unlocked the Scorpion Tower today and started playing my way through it. It's just, some of the modifiers are just, like, it's just not fun. It's not even that it's, like, hard. I'm not like, oh, it's so hard, you know, like, it's just, yeah, it's just like, oh, I got punched once and that's 50% health because I caught on fire. Guess that's that. Like, it's just poor. Poor. That stuff's a real shame. They said that they're out there talking about stuff they want to fix and all that sort of stuff. And hey, yeah, I'm sure there's some of it that they can make better. But like, there's just a fundamental thing about the way the currency works in that game that I think is not going to be fixed by tweaking numbers. And I, you know, we'll see how it goes. I really, really like playing that game. I think it is so much fun to play. I think it is the best fighting game they have made this generation. But the stuff around it, I mean, and again, I think it's like the best story mode they've done also. I think it's an amazing story. The only issue I have with the story is that Ronda Rousey is a bad voice actor. And it's like, yeah, I think it's like, that's like maybe the best game they've made. But that stuff with the towers and the stuff with the way the currency and unlockable stuff works is a really unfortunate situation. I really like playing. Like, we're fucking streaming it tomorrow. I can't wait to fucking play with people and see how it goes and see how I do. I've been playing online and doing okay. But man, that stuff is, frustrating. It's frustrating because it didn't need to be this way, and they were out there apologizing for it, like, as the game was coming out. Like, before it was out in this country, they were running a live stream going like, yeah, we're looking at it. Fuck. Which says to me that, like, there must have just been some big argument internally about that stuff, and some people lost the argument, and the game came out as is, and then they saw the early reaction, and the other people on the losing side of that argument were able to step in and go, see? See, motherfucker? I mean, I'm guessing, but I'm guessing that's how that went. Probably a great version of this song.
Mucho tiempo pasó, igual que un disco rayado,
cost you $6,000. While technically accurate, that would be, like, you would never do that. No one would ever do that. The whole, like, well, if you didn't play the game at all and just decided to, what are you, all right. If you decided not to play the game at all and just buy everything that you could buy, it would be very expensive. Like, yeah, no shit. But that's, like, you wouldn't do that. You couldn't. I mean, you know, like, with the, considering the way the store works, you kind of couldn't do that. Like, the way they're... I think that's the thing people are getting hung up on in a way that is, like, making this argument very muddy. Like, there are bad things about the fucking grind in that game and all that other stuff, but, like, the part, like, where it breaks down is when people say, like, that's because they want to get more money out of you. It's like, no, because the part where they ask you to spend money is, like, incredibly poorly done. Like, if they were really trying to funnel people into spending a bunch of money on the game, they would have built that stuff better than they did. Because it's very light touch in that way. It's like, it really does, like, come across as like, hey, we will offer you to buy these five things per day if you would like. Like, it's very not in your face. It's just that the fucking part where you play the game to unlock stuff, like, that whole loop is fucking poorly built. And so, like, getting to the stuff you want is a hassle. And there are very, you know, you can't just buy your way out of that with real money. So, like, the fucking, that's the thing, man. Like, people get these arguments and they warp them to fucking whatever, you know, whatever the fuck plays well on YouTube and Reddit these days, so they just make it the most fucking extravagant sounding fucking outlandish shit imaginable. But, like, that's just not how real actual humans will interact with this stuff, you know? It's kind of disingenuous the way that stuff gets presented. It sucks, but, like, not for the reasons that people are fucking raging about. And, like, on some level, I get the idea of randomizing the crypt, even, because if you think about it, the first thing that a lot of people did when one of these games came out would be, okay, I'm going to wait for the guide that tells me where the three things I want are in the crypt so I can just go get those. That's less fun than, like, hey, let's just, you know, let's see what we get out there and it'll be a fun surprise, you know. I see why there would be a temptation to alter that end of the system. But I think what they came up with sucks. Like, that's the thing. Is I think there's probably a better way to accomplish the thing of, like, hey, how do we stop people from just reading a guide and unlocking stuff? Also, like, you know, the stuff, like, you know, I think the other switch that people are running into is the expectations for cosmetics in a game. When you think about modern, like, think about Fortnite, think about Apex, think about Overwatch. Maybe Overwatch slightly less so, but, like, you tend to not get 100% of the skins in those games. They changed these lanes a lot, and I just got fucked. And now I have to turn right. Here on... Is this 5th Street. This sucks. Like, yeah, nobody buys every Dota hat. And the people that do are whales that have a problem. People don't go out and fucking buy every fucking Fortnite skin. But people used to unlock 100% of the unlockable things in a Mortal Kombat game. And people are used to that idea of, yeah, I unlocked the entire crypt. And so now you've got those two things rubbing up against each other where it's like they're kind of eking it in the direction of stuff like, you know, stuff like Fortnite or whatever, with the way that those shops work and the way you are allowed to get things or not get things, or, you know, how some of that stuff works. So yeah, and I don't think they executed that well on top of that. I think that they probably looked at those games and said, well, yeah, we want to kind of go in that direction. We think that'd be cool. And maybe didn't realize, hey, a lot of players are used to unlocking 100% of the things in our games, and they're going to be fucking bummed if we go in that direction. But also, like, I don't think they went in that direction, like, very effectively. Or whole cloth, you know? Like, it feels... Like, I think a lot of the economy in that game, like, feels very half-assed at both ends. Like, the free grindy part of it is bad, the paid part of it is bad. And, like, one isn't in service of the other. It'd be a lot easier if, like, the cash shop was, like, super fucking devious. Because then you'd look at it and go, oh, okay, you built this stuff to be super grindy because you want people to spend money. But no, they didn't do that well either. So it's like... it's bizarre. I'm not gonna lie, I'm not sure where I am. I took 5th across Market. Ellis. How far is Ellis? Or I could go up to O'Farrell. I think O'Farrell goes through. Well, fuck it, we're in a turn lane. Also, I think it's kind of weak that they, like, well, whatever. Other games have done this, sure. But I don't like that there are a lot of skins that are identical but just different colors. I almost wish that it was like, hey, okay, you're gonna unlock the skin, and then there's a color picker for for you to determine, like, what, you know, what colors you want to use. But I would say the same thing about, you know, Apex and Overwatch and all that stuff that do that same sort of stuff. Stuff is that there's no real reason to, you know, that stuff's just skins too. Like, that stuff is cosmetic. Like, there's no great reason to put more money into Mortal Kombat. I mean, if they were charging for skins that, you know, or gear that had moves attached to them or something like that, that'd be a very different conversation. I don't know. It's frustrating. It's not like end of the world frustrating. And I think that, like, the actual gameplay in that game is really great. And it's a damn shame that they, like, fucked up the reception of that stuff with this other bullshit, that they dragged it down by fucking up that other stuff. Like, it didn't need to be this way. Unlockable from just playing multiplayer. No, it's stuff like the skins get attached to all the unlockable items get attached to either, well, generally speaking, it's either attached to the crypt or it's attached to the towers. And so when you hover over something you haven't unlocked, it tells you found in the Towers of Time or found in the crypt. Though, well, yeah, it's a bad solution, but I'd say, you know, when you play multiplayer, you will still gain account XP, and you will level up, and you will earn some of the premium currency. I ended up earning enough to buy one of the skins out of the shop, from, like, finishing the story, and whatever the hell, like, all the tutorials, whatever the hell else I did. But yeah, the idea that they have a currency that you get by doing fatalities and then, like, opening chests that, the chests that you open with that currency is, like, 250 hearts. It's like, okay, I get 2 hearts for ending a fight with a brutality. Like, if anything, at least it's weird because it means that, like, playing online, you used to never do fatalities because you were just like, fuck it. I want to fight again. Now, like, fuck it. I need those hearts. I'm doing a fatality to you every time. It's a bummer. That stuff's a real bummer. That stuff really is dragging down a game that is better than that shit. But that shit is just frustrating to see. Here's this hot cover again.
Come from a two-fair zone, it seemed like yesterday I had to take the 2 to 5 to the junction and walk the rest of the way. You can catch a bus with a transfer, waiting for the surface transfer was a bitch. I avoided like a cancer, heavy in the streets like crack in New York in 86. I was riding the A with the R in my Walkman, with T-Saps and low lights. I can tell you stories of fighting for my glory on the subway like the warriors. Young man's rites of passage, through the belly of the beast with the working classes, homeless in the purse snatchers. Never drop the choking over the turnstiles and Edwin Moses and Rump and the cops like Jesse Owens, track stars riding in between the cars. The Bronx and Queens don't see that far. Looking at the map and every single ad and breath, the people don't look at each other, they stare straight ahead. Honestly,
terrible.
You know, folks, here at the Learning, strange things happen. And this is another one of those strange things, folks.
Education vids made me a grad, and YouTube's free.
Wait for the ad. Anywhere you can reach, I can reach further. I can reach double as far as you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Yes, he can.
Yes, I can.
Yes, I can. Vine stars are bratty. Go back to mom and daddy.
You should put disclaimers on the YouTube gamers.
I hear you only last 6 seconds long. What? The girls complain.
It's enough for your mom.
Anything you
oh,
do,
shit.
I do better. Everything I do is better than loops.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Miners are obnoxious even when unconscious. YouTube's for talent.
It's for Vivo and Fallon. You're just another Disney schmuck. Parodies aren't art.
Story.
Or
I think it's
this.
Hang on.
No, you
can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you
yes,
can.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Great. Chip tunes make everything less problematic. kids to me.
Take it left.
aggression, aggravation, everybody, allegation, innocence, on the news, everybody, doubtful, bang, bang, shot dead, everybody, gone mad, all I wanna say is that they don't really care about us. All I wanna say is that they don't really care about us. Leave me, hate me, you can never break me, will me, thrill me, you can never kill me. Sue me, everybody do me, give me. Don't you black or white me, all I wanna say is that they don't really care about us. All I wanna say is that they don't really care about us.
really fucking mad.
He meets Ron and Hermione, McGonagall requires heat,
Gryffindor, Draco is a bad
boy, Quirrell becomes unemployed, the Sorcerer's Stone is destroyed by Dumbledore, Ron breaks his wand, now Jenny's gone, and Harry's in mortal danger, Tom Riddle hides his snake inside his ginormous secret chamber. Harry blows up and barge. Voldemort's come and take charge. Lupin is a wolf, the rat's a man, and now the prisoner is at large. They use time travel so they can save the prisoner of Azkaban. Who just so come to be
his father. The fucking the dude's face on the cover of this. Everything.
The Triwizard Tournament. The dragons and mermaids. Oh no, and we're calling them slaves.
I'm
holding on your rope, got 10 feet off the ground. And I'm hearing what you say, but I just can't make a sound. Tell me that you need help, then you go and cut me down. But wait, you tell me that you're sorry, didn't think it'd turn around. So hey, it's too late to apologize. It's too late.
cops, 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 cops.
For love.
He's got an appetite for love.
Questions run too deep. you please, please tell me what we learned? I know it sounds absurd, but please tell me who I am. I said, now what would you say? Or they'll be calling you right and wrong.
I can't.
My life seems to
stopping at this convenience store. I'll leave it running. I'll be back. It's nice. Now I got, you know, I got a drink for tomorrow. I don't have to stop at the gas station, except for the part where I think I might actually need gas. really fucks up the whole thing. Did I get that lean? I mean, honestly, if there was a convenience store in this town where you could buy fucking lean, I would bet it would be this one. Some real fucking shady shit. If I were underage trying to buy alcohol in this town, this would be in my top fucking three places to try. Just took it to you. Damn. Well, I'm gonna ponder the fucking severity of that fucking ice fucking burn from Kid Rock. Think about what else Kid Rock might have to say. I mean, after hearing that, I'm like, well, oh gosh, maybe I've misjudged Mr. Rock. I hope your Wednesday was nice. We'll do it all over again in the morning. Hey, authority.